Good morning, everybody. This is Victoria. This morning we are going to be talking with Chattel again, and he is going to be coming on and talking about Nibiru. Now, for those of you who have questions, is it stalled? Has it stopped? You know, you hear all this stuff in the media. But this morning we're going directly to the source who knows what's happening. So I'm going to introduce Chattel to you. Good morning, Chattel.
Good morning, Victoria. This is Chattel, and I have come again to speak on behalf of those that have the mind to listen and those that have the minds who do the speaking. There is much to do about many things that are happening in your world. Of course, the world is covered in spray that comes from the airplanes, as they not only seek to tighten their control using weather controls and modification, but some of the particulates are designed not only to reduce the visible light spectrum, but I am here to tell you that it is also designed to cover the earth and to make things slow down, reduce the effect of sun. Your global warming, as it was called, could not be proven, but now you're going to have some very warm days, and it has nothing to do with people driving cars. What it has to do with is the stranglehold on your planet that is being played and portrayed. I am here to warn you again. It is the geoengineering that is going to cause rampant temperatures. They're trying to prevent the warming because they know that Nibiru is getting closer. There is a great disturbance in the outer solar system. And you believe that your planet is having problems because people drive automobiles and they use hairspray. Really? When the most important aspect of warming and cooling has to do with sunlight. And don't you notice how they're trying to manipulate it? They are removing many things from your atmosphere. They're trying to tighten their controls. They use the particulates that they spray out, and then they use microwaves to force the particulates to scatter in a certain area if they don't want too much weather happening. Rates go down, crops fail, then they rush in and buy your property. You are fools if you do not believe that such things are common occurrence and have been for at least 40 years, yet still, even today, people don't believe it when it has been admitted by your own United Nations. How could anyone demand you obey the science of these people when they are the ones causing the problems through geoengineering? Of course, there are other problems that are being caused by Nibiru as it approaches your solar system, the inner solar system. We warned you to look at Orion. We warned you to look beneath Orion, the tip of his bow, because this is where we came from. Thus, Nibiru. This is where Nibiru has come from.
That's really interesting about the tip of the bow, Chattel. But I do agree with you with geoengineering, because it seems to be getting worse. About 3 months ago, I had an allergic reaction to just being outside, so you're right.
Not only are they spraying you to control everything, they're able to create weather anywhere they choose with this in the air. The particulates are manipulated the same way that a microwave may be used to heat food, or perhaps, if you wish to make sure that your enemies can never grow crops efficiently, can deny them water. All of this is tied in to Nibiru, people. They're going to continue with weather modification. Oh, your planet's going to get very warm. They should have stuck with the other global warming lie. They just had to wait to continue with their insidious spraying, because it has another benefit, making people sick and ill. Well, anyhow, they want most of you off of the planet. After all, they feel it is their property. But Nibiru has turned slightly. It has turned in such a way so that when it sweeps around the inner solar system, dragging its tail, spitting tens of trillions of asteroids, that hopefully a majority of these will miss your planet. Oh, there are beings that still dwell upon Nibiru. They do not wish to see the entire Earth destroyed, but this is part of the proving of the events that will take place.
So tell us, Chattel, about, is it the Anunnaki still live on Nibiru?
Yes, there are some that dwell deep inside of the planet, that pass in and out of the planet. Like in your world, there are many species of aliens that dwell within your planet. It seems you're only concerned with what's on the surface or what's in your oceans. That's nice. But you must understand a more three-dimensional approach to things. If you are an alien species that's lived on this planet for thousands of years, don't you think it would be prudent to find a quiet place deep in the earth, perhaps? Mm. Well, such chambers are readily created with different powers that not only the aliens possess, but some of the agreements with the different governments. Most of the largest of all of your governments have some agreements with the more benevolent alien species. But you see, Nibiru has been slowed somewhat. It will continue whether or not the Anunnaki choose to steer it again in a slight direction. You see, the events are going to happen. Your bullshit, the coming of Nibiru, the betrayal of all of those who are your elites. They have a special message for all of you. I've heard them saying it. We're going to kill most of you, and then the alien species will be co-mingled on this planet. But we have to get rid of a lot of you, see? Yes. Of course, some of the reptilians, those of more gentle persuasion, may be allowed to remain. But I'm going to tell you, you had better start planning. By the end of this year, all will come to pass. There will be more earthquakes. There will be a cataclysmic earthquake about to happen. Will it take place on the west coast, perhaps? But you must also watch the center of America. They have plans for you there, too. They're going to rip the continent in half. Part of this may be because of the triggering of Yellowstone when these events happen.
Yeah, see, the map that I've seen shows that the continental United States will be ripped in half, right up towards the Great Lakes near Indiana and Michigan. So, Chattel, is that what they're planning on doing?
Yes, they have been fracking. Let me tell you something. Fracking has many positive benefits if you are an elite. The paydays are very good. You manage to squeeze as much of this fossil fuel that you can, and you people are probably not aware there are over 100,000 fracking company drilling points. I believe I've lost count, and that's just in America. Most every state, well, California is one of the most fracked states. Believe me, you're about to be seriously fracked.
Yeah, I mean, if people want to keep up with what's happening with fracking, earthquakes, and volcanoes,
they must listen and pay attention to us. They must also take the time to understand what is happening in their world. They must realize that if they do not prepare, the government is prepared all right for themselves. For all of the elites, they care little about you, but their preparations for you over the many years have included tens of millions of coffins. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, and they've also made sure all their agencies are fully armed and equipped, so they can repel all the people when the truth comes out. There will be martial law in this country very soon. They have other plans too, but it all ties into Nibiru. If you are looking for an approximate date, any time prior to September, even though the experts are saying between September and November, it depends. You know, if you have a bunch of people in a car traveling at 55 miles an hour, you can determine when they will arrive, correct? You simply multiply the number of hours of travel with the current speed. It's a very simple, elementary type of mathematics that I'm sure even most of the people listening might be able to accomplish. What I am warning you of, your political events determine what is about to happen with Nibiru. The better things look, the greater the probability that the Anunnaki will decide to reduce the damage. We will see.
Yes, I know that I have been told that all the events that are about to unfold determine on humanity's ability to rise up against this decadence and this what's going on with the elites. So if you want to keep your planet and you want us as human species to survive, you need to rise up, people, and we need to overthrow this, because if we don't, the events might come sooner.
Yes, I do not speak of overthrowing a legitimate and lawful government that has been voted for by the people. For example, your current president won the election against all odds. They attempted to lie and cheat. They gave the answers to the opposition. Your entire media came out after him. And it's interesting to note that even after they stole close to 20 million illegal votes, one way or the other, you still won. That's what we needed to see. And we see good things reshaping, because the other governmental contracts with the aliens have said that you have the responsibility to control and curtail your people and to teach them right from wrong, because we do not want you as a science experiment gone wrong in our universe that we control and we own. You are nothing more than a science experiment, at least initially. But now you have become a great species. You are on the cusp of evolving into the universe. It's time to graduate from kindergarten and go to first grade. But there are rules. Otherwise, you as a science experiment will be ended.
Yeah, see, this is something I'm trying to help people understand, is that everything you've been taught has been a lie. Every single thing. So you need to undo every thought you've ever been shown or had, and you need to embrace a new way of thinking if we are to enter into a contract as a species with the Galactic Empire.
Whether or not you choose to believe these words is going to determine what your life will be like. If you choose to ignore the warning, if you simply choose to continue with the way life is, I am sorry for you, but the time has come when all humanity must come together in the correct way of having a new world order based on trade and exchange and goodness and culture and wisdom. Once you have attained this level of understanding, when all people consider themselves equal, when all people stop attacking each other with religious and political dogma, Perhaps your species will have a chance. You'll be given training wheels on your new bike in first grade. We're going to give you a certain amount of advanced technology because you've earned it. Well, you've lived on this planet for millions of years despite what you've been told. Humanity has been growing and changing and adapting and evolving. And when I say evolving, I'm referring to knowledge and wisdom and strength and abilities and learning. We will not let you spread your disease into the universe if you do not first demonstrate you have some damn good common ethics.
Yes, people. One thing that is missing in our thinking and our emotions are overrunning our planet. But we need logical thinking back. Okay, I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday and she just went off on a complete tangent about herself, her religious order and all of the rest, which had nothing to do with what we were discussing. The problem is because of all this indoctrination, people are slowly going insane. And it is a lot to do with the chemical geoengineering and the kinds of things that they're putting in our geoengineering, which I believe lithium is one of them.
There are far worse things that are being sprayed upon you. Resonance, energetics, and black goo have been mixed into the forums of what they choose to discuss and use against you. I also send to you a grave warning about CERN and playing with fire that you do not have the ability or understanding. And of course there are other natural disasters and things that will occur. Your species is about ready to enter the crucible and the dross will be pulled off. You will have to evolve and become greater than you are. You're as a species. If you do not, you will be exterminated.
I don't want to be exterminated. I don't know about anyone else here that's listening, but I think as a human being, well, I don't know if you call me all that, a hybrid, that I want to see this earth heal. I want to see it get better. I want to see us be able to take our children outside and let them run around in communities without being abducted or molested or hurt. We have a great future if we can just pull together as a species.
You must come to the final understanding that minds must be joined, like they were in ancient Egypt, when the great fires were alight on top of the pyramids, that were used as devices to broadcast thought and belief and love and sustenance and goodness. You were far greater beings many, many centuries ago. How sad it is for you. You have become a shadow of what you used to be, powerfully psionic, the ability to move and manipulate reality with thought. Oh, you could do amazing things with a little help. There were great gifts given to you from the sky. They were brought down to you and said, these crystals will bind you together as a species, allow you to think and hear the greatest of thoughts echoing constantly to reinforce the desires and dreams into the stars. Let me tell you, Victoria, oh, the ancient Egyptians, they had far greater understanding of things than even your current species with their supposed electronic technology. You were separated from mental abilities, and you were given technology to take its place, much like a great and powerful, strong individual, perhaps a weightlifter, builds their muscles when they use their strength daily, but then they are given devices that allow them not to need to exert themselves anymore. Humanity has always done best under adversity. So we will see. There are great, great tsunamis of adversity coming your way. You must pull together as a species. When we see this demonstrated, when you are pulled together for the right things, for goodness and kindness and support of each other, then and only then will we reward you.
I think that's great advice, and I'm going to keep saying it to everybody. If you want to have a future on this planet, and you want to be a part of the galactic empire, and we need to prove to the alien species that we can also be a people of peace, not just war, because the only thing we've been able to show them right now is how warlike we are, and that's not going to fly in the rest of the universe. Most alien species are peaceful beings, and they do not want us thumping around on their planet and causing wars and destruction. So we as a species need to come together and get rid of the evil that is currently on our Earth.
And I'm sorry, but there are a great, great number of humans that are not ready. I'm sorry with what is about to transpire upon your planet, but you have made sure that these events would happen by turning power over to the evil, the great evil of this world, and it must be undone. The only way to undo it is that good beings must rise, and they must be counted, and they must stand together lest you all fall. This will be my last warning. I may speak again, perhaps to update you on events, but the time is now past. Either you are ready or you are not. I will tell you that if you can do nothing else, flee, find a safe haven away from the coastlines, and that is at least 1,000 feet in the air, and far away from your coastlines. Then perhaps you will have a chance. Even then, it will not necessarily guarantee that a large number of people will survive. But we shall see. Perhaps the children of Anur will, when the time comes, decide to reduce the damage that will take place on your planet. But they will not stop it. Alas for your kind, if they will not listen.
They will not stop it. I've had many conversations. Thank you so much, Chattel, for coming to speak with us again today. But he is correct. I have had many conversations with Anish, and he says they cannot stop it at this point. It is our time to prove ourselves to the alien species that we are ready to be integrated with advanced technology, that we are ready to be integrated with other species in the universe who want to live in a peaceful environment. And it is time for us to get out of the dogma, which is religious and political dogma, and start rising to the occasion of showing these alien species that we are very capable of entering the galactic empire and living under the rules of peace, love, and unity. So far, all we have shown the alien species is that we are warlike. Just this morning, I watched some people destroying ancient artifacts that had Anunnaki sculptures on them. This is deplorable, because you can even pretend that they were never here, but they've been here the whole time. That's just it. While we're being lied to by rabbis and ministers and priests, the alien species have always been here for us. They've always been here, and they've tried to let us know they're here with crop circles and other information that they've left for us. We just have to follow the clues. But unfortunately, we have been so dumbed down through geoengineering, through food and water, that we can no longer rise above a basic emotional level. Like I was saying, yesterday I was having a conversation with someone, and she just went completely off the deep end for no reason and started saying that she had something like schizophrenia. This is going on all the time. I have heard from other friends who are saying the same things. They'll be talking to somebody and all of a sudden they'll just start breaking down and saying a lot of gobbledygook that makes no sense. This is what's happening to us. We're becoming like cows grazing in a paddock. And I implore people to start looking into this and waking up, realizing that you've been manipulated for thousands of years and you're only learning what they want you to know. So with that, again, I want to thank Chattel for coming in and talking with us. And I'll speak to you again. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.